Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Charlie Cowell and Patrick Dunn with RDG Planning and Design join us on today's program to provide an update about the latest surrounding the downtown streetscape project in Pella. Well, Charlie, you were just at the Pella City Council meeting presenting about the streetscape plan, a big portion of the project now revealed publicly. First of all, what were some of just the key things that were discussed in regards to tonight's meeting ahead of the public session coming up on Thursday?
Right. So we wanted to address the council and the public and give them a preview of some of the ideas we'll be presenting next week. Really, a lot of the ideas we presented echoed the public comments input we received over many months. Things like pedestrian safety, crosswalk crossings, emphasizing the Malengrat as it is, seems to be underutilized right now. So how do we draw people into that? Other things dealing with the trees and greenery. How do we, you know, present some ideas of tree species that maybe don't block the business signage, but also provide the aesthetic and the shade needed that a lot of people like downtown? So those are just a few things. There's plenty of other ideas too.
Well, and this all came from months of public input and input of a steering committee that's kind of come together to kind of get this process kickstarted. So these aren't final plans, but certainly a lot of months of work have gone into some of these initial concepts.
Correct. So we had a steering committee with the mayor and another council member, and then representatives from the downtown retail group, business group, as well as the Historical Society and other community members. So we met with them since June, and we have kind of hashed through a variety of different ideas for that. And like you said, yes, nothing is final. Ultimately, we provide recommendations, and it's ultimately up to council to make any approvals.
Well, and the other big portion of this was that the initial idea of phasing was also announced, so people can start to expect a rough timeline for the project, and that's so key. If you want to just kind of give the general overview, that this is going to take over the course of many years.
Yeah, so one of the big things about this is not interrupting the downtown business environment, the downtown environment in general, obviously thinking about Tulip Time as well. So the initial phasing is a four-year phasing plan for some of the key streets and two-block segments. One of the immediate needs is fixing some infrastructure in the Ooseport Alley area. But then the future stages after that are kind of up to the council's discretion on when they feel they need to move forward on those future phases after 4 years.
And now the next step is there is a big public hearing coming up on October the 25th. It'll be an open house from 6 to 7:30. What are the things that you want at this point now that some of the details are public and the kind of feedback you're looking for now, maybe as opposed to the meetings you had over the summer?
The main reason for this meeting is really to present what we presented tonight, but allow it to be in a more informal setting where people maybe feel comfortable coming in and talking with us. We'll give a short presentation. We want to hear people's feedback. We want to hear what they like, what maybe we're still off on, or what we need to look at and consider more as passing that information on to the city council from public comments. So it's really kind of the last chance, I guess, for the public to really chime in on this project.
And then after this meeting comes a final presentation to council, and then we're underway, so to speak, with the next step.
That's exactly right. So the city council will consider this later this fall as far as approving the design plans. And then after that would be more of the construction design phase, which the council will have to decide scheduling and all those sorts of things. So
what were some of the, you know, in terms of this time of the process, what are some of the key things you're focusing on with council? It's not final yet, but certainly a lot of the big concepts came out.
It's a fun time to start to identify some of the key concepts and get feedback from City Council. We still have time to make some subtle adjustments as needed, so it's not too late for the public to come out and visit with us and give us their final thoughts. But we are excited to ultimately develop those final concepts and move into the next phase.
Well, and one thing I got to ask him over the summer, I'm going to ask you now, what has made the city of Pella so unique in terms of working on this project with the downtown that we have? What has made this unique in your mind?
The public involvement has been phenomenal. You know, having all the survey results, all the people share their opinions, all the people that have shown up, the steering committee members always there, always present, always been involved. And it's obvious that people who live here feel strongly about their community and want the future to be a phenomenal place.
Once again, that was Patrick Dunn and Charlie Cowell with RDG Planning and Design. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.